Welcome to the Planning Board meeting, September 3rd, 2025. The time is 6:30 PM.
Tonight, and could we please rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance? Kevin, could you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
School being called on.
What's that?
That's like school being called on.
No, it's like.
I froze it for a second.
I know. Forget your name.
You ever see the Red Skelton version of that on YouTube?
I love that.
It's about 15 minutes long and he dissects it word by word and it's tear jerking.
Pretty emotional.
Yeah.
I remember Red Skelton.
I'm going to do the call to order. Kevin?
Here.
Linda?
Here.
Dave?
Here.
Brian?
Yeah.
Judy?
Here.
And Mark, here. Okay. So our first order of business, review of possible, well, why don't we move the order around? We can do the approval of minutes, if everybody's good with that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Yep.
Takes all the fun out of it now that the AI has improved so much.
I know, it's really excellent, so it's...
I know, really, I already read it.
Yeah.
It seemed
nothing jumped out at me when I read them
for me.
At home.
No.
All right, I'll take a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so we've got Judy, motion, Linda, second. Okay, Kevin?
Yes.
Yep.
Here, whatever.
Yeah. Linda?
Yes.
Yes. David?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
I'm going to abstain, and Judy?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. I wasn't here for that meeting.
Okay.
I was with Mickey Mouse.
Oh. Priorities.
Yes. Okay. Next thing, discussion with developer Kevin Landry requesting permission to use an outside engineering firm through the construction phase of Planning Board Docket Number 24-009, Diamond Hill Major Subdivision. Is Kevin here?
I don't believe Kevin appears to be here.
Okay.
Hmm.
Huh. I'm not Kevin, are you?
No.
Okay. Oh, I was going to recuse myself. I was
just checking.
I'm touching the table.
You can be tonight if you want to.
Yeah, Kevin's not here to object.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then why don't we hold that one off? We'll table that for a minute. And we'll go through the review of the 2025-2026 Planning Board budget.
Okay.
And Megan, we're going to need your help big time.
Okay. So essentially, the worksheet is just to, the first line is the current budget. And. If we think that it's sufficient, then you can keep it the same, or you can, you know, subtract some money. I know that we stopped doing the public notices, so I didn't know if you wanted to maybe make that a little bit less, add money somewhere else, or whatever you guys want.
Okay. For the mileage, We didn't even use any of that this year. Do you use it if you have to go? That would be for if you got to be reimbursed to go.
Yeah, but I mean, I've only been here for a little bit, but
yep.
The only time I've had to get reimbursed for mileage was for a selectman's errand. So I haven't had to do anything planning board wise yet. So
well, there were a couple of drives up to Concord, and then also there was some hearings.
Mm-hmm. So
leave
it in there. I was thinking we'd leave it in there. I didn't know if we needed to increase it at all or not, but since we haven't used it, I would say probably leave it the same as anybody else.
Only $50. $150. Yeah, well,
$50
was...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
I guess nothing. 100%, okay.
Yeah, we haven't used
100%.
Anything. As of August 14th. So
who is it that bills against the GIS system? So that's the license, right? So that's just the
right.
Licensing fee.
That and the upgrade.
And when is that payable?
Annually.
It's annually, but I...
Like, do we pay it at the end of the year?
Or is it October or November we usually pay it?
It's usually towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that's the annual that's the annual contract for the software, $1,700. Yeah. So that's just transfer approved, it gets paid.
Yeah, he would submit the bill. He'd probably submit it over to you, and then you'd give it to Tim. Tim would, sign it off, and that it would get paid through a voucher.
So Southern New Hampshire Planning, that's
Nate,
and how do they bill us? Like,
I think as they complete quarterly, right? As they complete some of the, because right now some of the work they're doing is under the grant.
The grant,
right?
But other work, I would imagine, once we start dealing with the state of New Hampshire and what's going to happen out here with the Four Corners, I would imagine we're going to have to hire someone on for the town.
Right. That's a couple years out, though, right?
I thought it was the end of this year we're going to start.
Pretty much on schedule. Uh-huh. 28.
Okay, so that's still a couple years.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's going to be things in between.
Okay.
Right.
Pre-planning.
I thought November, December, they were going to come in and talk to the town.
Yeah, because we still have input into that before they make any final decision.
So they come in and meet with the selectmen? And that's a public meeting, so.
Yeah. And they would eventually include us, because it's under our purview.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, I still haven't got a good idea what that's all going to look like. I came to one select board meeting, and it was kind of like, alluded to some things, hand-waving.
Nothing concrete.
Right.
Right. I think there's three different plans that are submitted right now.
State just comes around about to get them everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's basically designed for a roundabout now. I mean, you just make it one way as you go around.
Except you can't turn on either one of them.
You'd have to buy some land, little corners.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they're doing it.
But
the GIS system, that's going to be contracted out to Southern New Hampshire.
GIS is through Stantec right now.
It is, but...
And if we do change, then that might be different.
So we're going to have to pay out to Southern New Hampshire Planning a little bit more money.
Yeah, when we did it, I think originally it was $8,000.
Right.
When we first did the GIS with the tax map and everything else. But it also took a lot off of Amy's plate when she was doing Megan's job. I mean, every day she was devoting most of the day to inquiries, where now Megan's actually able to concentrate on the plans that are submitted to us and doing that work.
Right. But it still hasn't even been updated. We don't even know how many years. So how much is Stantec going to try to update? At this point, they haven't really done anything. So Southern New Hampshire Planning is going to have to do some catch-up to make it all balance, make it all correct. So there's going to have to be money spent
in that direction. And I'm not sure if some of that $1,700 is probably just for the license, and we're going to have to probably approach the town for that extra money, whatever that's going to cost, to keep that system floated.
Yeah.
So obviously we need to put our budget plans into the select board or the budget committee and the select board right soon. When is that?
I believe the budget committee meeting is on Saturday, actually.
This Saturday?
Yes. Amy had sent these worksheets out a couple weeks ago. I think it just kind of got put on the back burner because of how crazy the past couple weeks have been.
Right.
Well, it's the select board, Saturday.
Oh, select board. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was the budget.
No. We're putting together the budget. I mean, I'm sure there'll be some budget committee members in the audience, but...
So I was just kind of curious on the books, periodicals, documents line that was overspent at this point. Is that something that we should bump up, or is it just an anomaly that it just wash?
Years past, we haven't spent much on that. I think this was a catch-up year to get other stuff. So I don't think it's out of whack.
You don't think we should probably go up to 200?
Do the price of subscriptions go up?
I don't have any solid argument for it or against it.
What do you, Megan, do you foresee us spending more than $175 next year? Or?
I don't think so. The majority of that goes toward the New Hampshire land use books that we get every single year. Okay. And I know I just got a quote for them for the for next year, and they're like $9 a book. So I think that we're fine.
Staying at $175?
Yeah. We're grossly under budget as it is right now, so we probably don't have to worry about $17.
Right.
Yeah. So. Now, what about if legal notices probably don't have to stay at the 400? Can some of that money go towards periodicals?
We don't do a lot of that anymore. Usually, the applicant ends up paying it, so that's why it's
right.
Really hard
right.
to
it's
ever
not
spend.
Even touched. Right.
Yeah.
So,
but if we just kept $100 in there just in case, but use that difference.
No, so go 275 and 300. You mean? Changing the line item?
No, I think she's thinking that dropping the legal notices down to like 100.
Yeah.
And because and then maybe just bumping, adding 100 to the books and
periodicals and documents.
And we just lose 200 on that because we're just not spending it. I mean, we want to make sure you have enough money, but you don't want to ask for too much and not use it because that's.
So you guys are saying we should drop legal down to 100, increase the books to what?
Two.
$200?
Yeah.
Okay. Mileage keep the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Law lectures. What are those?
Those have basically been online, a lot of the things that I've been listening to.
Yeah, the webinars.
Yeah, the Zoom, lunch, whatever,
right.
New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Usually New Hampshire,
those are nice.
Does provides that.
And and then you also have conference and seminars. But look what we have spent, only
$237. Right. So, I know we were talking about getting one of the municipal attorneys down here.
Right.
Oh, Steve.
We haven't done that this year or the last year.
Yeah, and that was... I think $500 a year cost for that one day.
Yeah, one day, but he goes right through our responsibilities, our legal obligations. It's a good talk.
Mm-hmm. So. And what about the plan review, site plan review tutoring that we're going to get too? Is that could be someone?
I don't know if that's free or not.
Is Jim just
doing
that for free?
Yeah, he offered to do it for
free. Really?
He won't take anything.
Okay.
No,
that's nice.
He's a good man.
Yeah.
A
little car.
So.
Very nice.
You want to keep that the same?
The conference and seminars?
If we have it in there, it doesn't mean that they can't move it.
Right.
It's just if you give it up, you don't get it back.
Right.
Totally. Okay. Good to remember.
Yeah.
So out of curiosity, so we have Megan, who, say, works for us. Would anybody else be drawing from this? Like the building inspector, by any chance, or is he under the or it could be either, or any of them, I guess.
It could be.
He has his own budget, though.
His own budget,
yeah.
Okay, excellent, thank you.
But what if he has to go for some, training like what...
it would be in his budget.
That we would do.
That we would require or ask him to do?
Yeah, that he would come in. Because one of the old building inspectors, Dave, you brought up a good point, came in when we had Kevin come in. Not Kevin, what was Stephen?
Stephen Buckley?
Yeah, Stephen Buckley. And the building inspector sat in on that.
But then it seems like it's already covered because we're paying for the speaker and not per person.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so.
And we don't pay him extra to come to it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So but good question.
I don't know that we have to really flog this thing very much.
No.
It's not really.
It's not a lot, but.
Right.
Try to keep it, my thought is just try to keep it tight, but
I agree.
Available.
Mm-hmm.
So just besides those two increases, want to keep everything the same level fund?
I make a motion that we accept the budget with the small modifications that we made.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Second?
Second.
Okay, Linda? Kevin?
Oops, are there any discussion?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, I had just one other thought. Is it possible that Tim has some other information about these costs? Or do we just give the selectmen this number, these numbers, and then next week, we give 2 weeks, we give them a different set of numbers?
It can be changed. It's just the first go
around.
Okay,
right. Perfect. Okay.
Good question.
Then,
yeah, no, good question. And this is for our budget. Okay. Kevin?
Yes.
Linda?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Mark? Yes. Okay, so we'll level fund that. This is the 2500 and 1700.
We're doing good.
Okay. Well, we're not doing too bad. Hi.
Are you Kevin? I'm sorry I was late. My name is Kevin Landry.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Why don't we bring back the discussion with developer Kevin Landry requesting permission to use an outside engineering firm throughout the construction phase of Planning Board Docket Number 24-009, Diamond Hill Road, Major Subdivision. Come on up, Kevin.
Thank you.
Grab a seat.
A row or drag it up here?
Yeah. Drag it up. Whatever you're comfortable with.
I apologize. I was running a class. I had to get coverage and get out of there, so I apologize. Nice to meet the board.
Nice to meet you, sir.
I think some of you know I'm a resident of Candia. We purchased the project over on Diamond Hill Road that we're calling Bentley Circle, ultimately named after my younger son. You know, we're going through the final couple state permits to get the project underway. One of the bumps in the road is Stantec sent us a letter requesting a $33,000 retainer. I immediately called Megan and said, I need to have a meeting with this. We need to talk about this. You're literally now talking almost $3,500 per house lot. I've used Stantec. We've done a project in Londonderry, two duplexes, four units. And Londonderry uses Stantec as an outside representing firm. Londonderry does have an inside engineer. I respect that Candier does not. So they've hired Stantec to be their engineer.
Correct.
I'm just going to be quite blunt, and I apologize. But we have found Stantec to be very, very uncost-effective, very wasting in time consumption, loving to misfile documents, refiling those documents only to charge more. We did a single-family duplex. They reviewed the whole entire file, asked for $5,500. Thought that was a little excessive. It's okay, we handed it over. All of a sudden, they came back with comments. We answered all the comments. I paid probably another $5,000 or $6,000 with my engineers to answer those comments. Sent them back to Stantec. Stantec came back and said, we're at a retainage. Can you send us another $1,500? Like, how can you be out of retainage? This is one house. Okay. So we paid the $1,500. Came back. A lot of the same comments that they made on the first time that we already paid to fix were their same comments they came back with on the second time.
And
build us for. This happened two more times. Then they came forward and asked for another $2,500. Then they wanted to see our condo docs. I had to bring my attorney inside to be like, you have no legal right, no justification. Condo docs have already been accepted by the state. The town has already accepted the condo docs.
Right.
I'm not paying you any more money.
That's nothing to do with the engineer.
This was just a big cycle. So it cost us $8,500 to get a duplex approved. We thought we were done with Stantec. Move over, we do our second duplex. Here we go again. All of a sudden I get this letter in the mail. We need $13,000 retainer to inspect your driveway. Now we do have a pretty sophisticated drain system. So I call a town engineer and I say, John Trottier, John, this is unjustifiable. This is illegal. And the town has no right, like, oh, the town's not doing that. That's Stantec. I says, no, the town is hiring Stantec. I'm not paying $13,000 to inspect the driveway. He says, well, I'm too busy to do it, so we have to use them. I says, that's okay. I don't need to use them. We're on a state road. The state already, we already bonded with the state. We already got our state road cut, and our paving permit. Stantec has no jurisdiction in this area, so explain to me where legally they can ask for $13,000 retainer to supervise my job when it's a DOT job on Route 28. So this is just another big hurdle. Stantec came out for a meeting. I said to him, why are we here? And he said, I don't know why I'm here. I don't have any jurisdiction over this project. But my boss sent me out here and told me I have to inspect your work.
And here's the bill.
Who was that you were dealing with at that time?
You don't know because they don't take phone calls. They don't answer my emails. They don't respond. I've now sent in a formal legal request asking for all my invoices and credits. Where has my money gone? They sent back an email stating, we don't have to give you statements. We answer to Town of Londonderry. We've sent a certified letter to Londonderry stating, you can't just take $13,000 of our money or $8,500 for a house lot there's no bills. So Groundhog Day, I get a letter in the mail. They want $33,000 to oversee Bentley Circle. So I immediately approached Meg. Megan, I'm sorry. I talked to Tim, and I'm coming to the board to ask for Senate Bill 188 to hire an outside engineering firm because, quite honestly, and I'm sorry to say it, but they're crooks. And I know you guys have them. You know, there's a contract. I like to do things right. I don't like to be anything shady, but if the sky is blue, I'm going to tell you it's blue. And I'm not looking to cheat anybody, but I also don't want to have to get a bill today for $33,000 to what? Rich is going to inspect the driveways. Rich is going to inspect the foundations. Rich is going to inspect the house lots.
Mm-hmm.
Stantec is looking at 2,000 feet of road. They need maximum 4 inspections. Maybe one more in the spring. And when they sent me the bill, they said, we want to oversee sweeping. We want to oversee subfence.
Guardrail, which there isn't any.
And I looked at the bill, and I'm like, Tim, this isn't even legal. They're going to come watch me street sweep? And that's what they based their fees off of. And please, Meg, if I'm speaking at all, like we had the meeting.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was just astronomically ridiculous. So I've had a talk with Steve Keach, Keach Nordstrom.
Yep.
And I asked him if I could hire him.
Nice to meet you.
your picture doesn't come over the outside. You're holding your cards and you watch it.
We had what I'm going to say a professional conversation. And I told him that I would be interested in hiring him under Senate Bill 188. To oversee the project. Now, granted, I don't know him, right? But we could certainly, I felt like we had a good open conversation. After my conversation about Stantec, he says, geez, I think I'm in the wrong line of business. But in all fairness to the town, all fairness to a project that we don't want to add another $3,500 cost to what's unaffordable living right now.
Right.
Just to have somebody babysit and tell me that they feel that's what's fair for street sweeping, for silt fence, you know, seating and looming. Their invoice was ludicrous. I just don't have any other words. So I apologize if I'm harsh.
I think we're the choir.
So
I think we've seen some of that, and we're questioning that ourselves right now. So actually, I appreciate the comment that you don't know Mr. Keach, which is excellent.
I will tell you, I've talked to a couple other towns. I have a phenomenal relationship with Wyndham. I train all their law enforcement. We train probably half the law enforcement of Salem. And what I got was no negative feedback. No, Kev. Certainly, we haven't had any of those experiences. Yes, we know Stantec.
End of story.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what people say.
Yeah.
So
The
biggest concerns is you as a developer bringing in someone that you work side by side with or something along that line. So that's
So that's a big concern for me.
And we understand Senate Bill 188, right? I'd love to bring my engineer in here because he's going to be out there staking it, checking my work, et cetera, et cetera. But that's unethical, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not looking to do that.
No.
I'm just looking for the blessing to have a trusting relationship between what I'm doing out there and communication back to the board that I'm sitting in front of, to have that third-party channel to make sure things are done right.
So now you're gonna be hiring Steve?
That's what I'm asking for permission to do.
And Steve, you're gonna represent the town's interest or
well I'll see where the second interest. Part of the agenda goes, because it may be a wash, right?
That's what I was thinking.
But Kevin, stay tuned, bud.
Yeah. We're waiting for Tim to show up.
Mm.
And we could wrap this up pretty quickly.
Well, time could be an issue, right? Because I'm
what's sure. that?
Timing could be an issue, right? Because I'm assuming Kevin's looking to start soon,
and we're hoping to have our state permits.
We could wrap it up tonight if Tim shows up.
Okay,
you know our state permits. We just filed our final answers to AOT.
Okay,
that's really the big one.
All right.
So
how long do you think that will be?
I'm hoping we're starting in September.
Are you okay this month? Because we're in September.
Okay. Yeah, we are September, right?
Yeah.
I know.
So I got to check.
I know, it happened.
I don't have these young
happened
kids
in August.
Anymore. I know.
No. Yeah. No, but like Kevin said, we share some of your same concerns.
Thank you. And I apologize. And
no,
no
you
need
don't
to apologize.
Apologize.
I didn't want to come in here
no,
and be like, Senate Bill 188, but it's,
no, you got
it's really
yeah.
teeth cringing
mm-hmm.
every time I deal with them.
And that's being polite.
It is being polite. my first site inspection with Stantec, I said to him, are you the gentleman that is going to be overseeing? Like, I didn't legally have to, I could have pushed it.
Right.
It's a state project. I have all the permits for my state. State oversees it.
Right.
He looks at me and says, well, don't you talk to me till John Trottier gets here. Right? And I said, first of all, don't ever put your hands in my face. Second of all, if you're going to talk to like that, you can get in your truck and get off my property. And then when John Trottier got there, he's like, oh, he gets stuff done. And I said,
not here.
We're professionals. You're not going to talk to me like that.
Okay.
Since then, the guy has been, and he's like, I'm not. Please don't group me with the office. I'll return your phone calls. And I will say, he's been a pleasure to work with. But he has said to me a couple times, I still have bosses to answer to. So it's... They're just a big, huge company, and I think they get away with a lot of power plays.
There he is.
Because of their size or international company.
Have you discussed any of this with Tim already?
I have.
We
had a meeting here.
Good, so you don't have to recap everything when you show them. Good.
No, because when I got that bill, and then he actually, I think he had a conversation, and they basically said it is what it is. And then I guess he pulled another project that was similar in size, and he said, it's funny, their fee was half that.
Right. Yeah, I know he's mentioned a little bit to us prior to tonight. So
this was just passed, effective July 15th, and the text says, an act allowing independent permitting and inspections and allowing local governments to authorize licensed engineers and architects to perform building code inspections.
It's okay.
We'll catch you up on everything.
Oh, I profusely apologize.
I'm just great because I was late, but not as late as you. So.
You're welcome.
I don't look so bad.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you both were late, so who was fine?
You know what they say, right? Practice makes perfect. I'm just practicing every time I'm late. To have a longer life.
I'm working on it. Yeah, crap day at work, brain completely went south, wallowing my own self-pity. And it was like, ooh!
put the bourbon down.
Exactly.
No, I'm doing this one sober.
There's your problem right there.
Yeah.
Okay. So he just recapped and gave the board all the information that he's previously given to you.
Yeah.
And we're kind of sitting here waiting now for you to show up so we can
hear the rest of the story.
Maybe make his decision.
Introduced himself.
Right.
Great. Which
at a very opportune time. He was very timely.
Yeah, this was not
probably the last
planned.
Time.
He was on time.
this was not planned. This just worked out this particular way. And it was good because I don't need to get to know Steve because he and I have had several phone conversations. And I just felt it was a good opportunity for you guys to get to know him and understand him.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So this Senate bill has been approved and signed by the governor and is in place.
Correct.
And if we say we understand and agree, what's the process for saying yes?
We just have to approve him choosing Keachin Nordstrom as an engineer for this project.
And the other question is, what effect is that going to have in our
second discussion?
Any?
None, really. It does give us a free test drive.
That's all I need. Good.
Perfect. And again, I had been talking to Steve and saying wanted him to show up at this meeting, and then Kevin said he wanted to come in and talk about using Keachin Nordstrom.
It sounds like a win-win deal.
So I was
right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, there you go. You only have Steve to come in once. So, I mean, I don't know how everybody else feels, but, you know, my opinion in dealing with Steve is I think he's an excellent engineer. His firm's an excellent firm. Most highly recommended of all the people that I've contacted. And I am perfectly fine with him being the engineer on this project.
Good. So you need a motion?
So I just wanted to say one thing. Sorry, Brian. The whole 188 thing I had asked Kevin earlier. I'm a little concerned that if Kevin was good buddies with Steve, you know, I want to hire my good buddy to do this. And this is not the case at all.
It's not the case.
So this is perfect. I appreciate that. But just going forward, I'm concerned about that a little bit.
And let's just say, and I'm going to make something up. Mm-hmm. Kevin had decided he wanted to try and use Bob's brother's engineering firm, right? And made his case. I certainly think this board would be shirking its fiduciary responsibility by not, you know, by not researching Bob's brother's engineering firm, meeting with them to make sure we were okay with it. I think that's a key part of this is, you know, I think we feel good with Keachin Nordstrom. There's a bunch of other firms we probably wouldn't feel good about.
So one other question.
And we don't have to have any, like, we don't have to have any reason to say no to an engineering change.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
The only other thing I wanted to bring up is that our building inspector, does he have any input? Or should we ask for any input from him? I mean, it's our decision. That's 100%. But is this he's going to be working with this firm. So I hate to say we should have a list of good firms.
So I'm just going to give you my input because I've had a couple meetings with Rich. I think this, when we talk about road structure, is a little bit above his expertise. And I brought to Tim and said, I would love to work with him hand in hand, bring his expertise level up a little bit, because he's going to be the one doing the driveways and the foundations, right? So let him come out there more. Let's work hand in hand. He can have a conversation between the three of us. He's only going to get more educated. So when other projects come forward with the town, you're going to have somebody that's more diversified.
And Kevin's right. There is a distinct line here, right? Kevin inspects the building and the house part of the process. The engineering firm inspects the roads, excavation, stuff like that. So there's a distinction there. I did talk to Jeff, not about this in particular, but about switching to Keachin Nordstrom, and he did not have a problem with it. He was
perfectly
fine with it.
Thank you.
Okay. So, yeah, it's not trying to cut Rich out of it, but what's going on here is not what he does.
Okay.
So we just need a motion to accept Kevin's request.
Correct.
I'll make a motion that we accept Kevin's request.
I'll second it.
He won.
Yeah. He's got a lot of practice.
All right, so let's see. Going the other way, you do it backwards to me.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Linda?
You
can abstain too if
recuse.
You want to.
Yeah, abstain. That's what the word. Couldn't think of the word. I was like, recuse? No, abstain.
Yep. Dave?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Tim? Yes. And Mark? Yes.
Yes, that's Judy.
That's
though.
Judy. Okay.
And.
Yes. There we go. Motion passes.
And then if something does change or whatever, then one of us all will have another communication forward. But I'll deal with Steve on whatever we have to do when we get the final ADOT permit.
Yep. Okay. Yep. And then we'll set up the pre-con.
Yep. It will be a pre-con with you, Rich, Steve, myself, and, my son / manager, and we'll all meet there.
Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So, Kevin, you live in town?
I do. I live on Chester Turnpike.
Oh, okay.
Which house on Chester Turnpike?
It's
the big blue one, right?
The big blue one.
Yep. The what? The big blue one's yours?
The big blue one. Used to be a smaller ranch.
I know the guy that built it originally.
What's that?
I know the guy that built
it
originally. Oh,
really? Yeah. Yeah, I bought the house.
Then you took out that concrete driveway he had that he did all by hand.
There was so much concrete on that property.
I know. Well, he worked for a concrete company.
We put the pool in.
He'd come home with extra in the truck.
And flush it out in the backyard.
He'd pour another slab.
I bought the house for the yard in the quiet, peaceful neighborhood. My best friend helped me move in. She was actually there after I did the closing, and she never left. And now we have a 2-year-old named Bentley.
Nice.
So that's where Bentley Circle comes from. It's from our youngest.
Nice.
So
Bentley Circle?
Bentley Circle.
Okay.
I like that.
So he'll be there.
You've done a lot of work.
Nice to meet you.
You teach ground fighting?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my primary.
I couldn't
30
tell.
Years October. So, yeah, that's been my full time. I've built all my own academies, outfitted them all.
How many?
Three. So, big class tonight. One of my students got promoted to his second degree, so he's been one of my black belts for 6 years, so I was leaving Wyndham to come up here. But yeah, we train a lot of people.
BJJ.
Did MMA for a long time, but it's gone in a different direction now. It's more entertainment than it is professional.
Yeah.
So I don't.
You know Kevin Kelly in town, electrician, South Road.
No.
Big farm. Yeah. Across from the golf course.
He actually.
You'd like to know him.
So he brings his kid, I think, to the same daycare over here. Because they get together and
rent
train
out,
every Friday night.
Every Friday night.
With his church.
So they invited me to go. And they're like, we do what's on your shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit different level, but.
Yeah, actually, he's legit.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So I have
side comment.
I know, it's like really
nice
interesting.
To meet
you. Thank you. Brian.
Nice talking with you, Kim.
Thank you, Tim.
I should say neighbor.
Mark.
Yeah, neighbor, yeah.
How are you?
Are we?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right off the road.
You have a seat.
So, Steve, since I was late, I'm just
entertaining.
I'm going to just ask you a question, because another piece of what Stantec is doing for us, but we're not really making any progress, is the HOP grants. If you know what those are, Housing Opportunity Grants. And part of that is to review all of our ordinances to.
They do a diagnostic review?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was involved in that process for Bedford last year and started the year before for the Housing Opportunity Grant. Mark Fougere and I did that for Bedford. It's a good process. You sometimes learn things on it, but we advanced as recommendations warrant articles this past town meeting in March. And they all passed, so I guess something came out okay. Haven't seen any projects come forward as a result of them, but...
Well, that's just it. No matter what you do, this board doesn't decide what projects come forward.
Well, that's true. You know, you're not supposed to.
Right.
The residential piece is suffering right now because of costs. I mean, I don't know how else you can say it. You hear about affordable housing.
There's nothing affordable about it. I'm building one now, and it's way over budget.
Yeah. I mean, you see the price of building materials, the price of labor. I mean, manufactured goods, you know, electric supplies, plumbing supplies, HVAC, manufactured products.
I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it in case somebody listens to the recording. A friend of mine had their house burned down. They rebuilt on the property, so they owned the property, no excavation. They did have to put a foundation in. 1,200-square-foot house, two bathrooms, one-car garage, $625,000.
Wow.
Must have been a nice house.
I'm sure it's – I haven't been in it yet, but I'm sure it's
nice. That's over $500 a square foot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying – right. How do you make an affordable house? How do you build a house in Candia for under $700,000 or $800,000?
I don't know how you build a house anywhere for under $500,000, right?
No. Yeah.
You know, even if you get the land for free, right?
The answer to true affordable housing, I think, lies in pre-manufactured housing. I think that's where it lies.
It may.
At least around here for right now.
We do have three properties that could go to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but that's, they're not
for
sale, and they're not being developed, and
right.
And so, I mean, that's what the HOP grant's going to have to try and figure out, right? But if that's...
Yeah, I mean, so your HOP grant, I'm assuming, is based on just somebody doing a diagnostic review of your planning and zoning ordinance to say, you know, can this be repackaged to do better based on certain goals and objectives that your board has set?
And we're going to talk budget next, but last year
we talked and it moved.
Too late.
But to answer your question, Tim.
We didn't give you a raise, Tim, sorry.
Yeah.
You doubled my pay.
To answer your question about the HOP grant thing.
That's it.
Okay, cool. That's not bad.
Great, we got things done.
All right.
The HOP grant piece or any planning things like that. I mean, over the years, when I say over the years, over the last 30 years, I've have a relationship with a professional planner named Mark Fougere. Mark's from Milford. He was Milford's very first planning director in 1989. He worked for Nashua. He's been in the private sector. He's had his own business for 25 years-ish, something like that. And him and I collaborate frequently on these things. Because I tend to keep a little busy as an engineer, but I am a professional planner as well. I tend to be the editor of what him and I work on because I see the other side of it, you know. And so with those, and his billing rate is cheaper than mine. So, and that works out rather nicely.
Don't scare me.
So, I mean, I think we all know the reason that Tim invited me here. I think you've circulated the highly polished marketing materials that I gave. I told him not to expect too much.
So I love the photographs.
We don't, the reality is we've been in business for 31 years, right? And, you know, I think, you know, you're going through your budgets tonight. You know, I think if we looked at my company budget for last year, our advertising budget was probably hundreds, you know, most of which was donations that had to get pigeonholed into that. Our company, started in 1994. Ron Nordstrom and I started the company. Ron was 26 years my senior. At the time, I was, 37, I guess? And Ron is long since retired and unfortunately long since passed. In 2006, he had retired at the end of 2004. I took on another partner. His name is Tony Basso. We've been together 20 years. Tony's vice president, and he's the principal land surveyor in my company. We also have a junior partner, Paul Chisholm, who is a 10% owner and also a licensed professional engineer. And probably a decade or so down the road will be the future of the company, him and whoever he chooses to sustain. We got 24 employees, 24 employees. Counted them on the way over. We had 25, but our intern went back to college. But We deliberately keep the company that size and have now for over a decade because it's manageable and it's what Tony and I are comfortable with. I don't want to go to work every day to manage people as much as I want to be an engineer. That's why I did all of that and became one 41 years ago. On our staff, we have approximately a third are involved with land surveying. I don't get involved in that. Chief land surveyor is, in addition to my partner being a land surveyor, is Chris Hickey. He worked for 27 years for Eric Mitchell, if some of you may have known him. Before he joined us 4 or 5 years ago. And we run 2 crews every day and have the capability of running 3 on an as-needed basis. This time of year, we do at least three days a week because of construction layout, certifieds, things of that nature. It means my son, who is a civil engineer by degree, goes out and becomes a land surveyor. And he's probably our best instrument man. And he does the robotics and stuff, so he can work alone on some days. The rest of our staff, we have 2 clerical people. We have a receptionist and we have a business manager. Other than that, everybody is an engineer. For the purposes of municipal work, which is what we're here to talk about, I have sort of drifted away from the general land development piece, the private sector piece that I started my career in all those years ago, and for the last 20 years or so have been primarily municipal. I probably spend 90% of my time in the municipal arena. You saw the materials we sent, the number of towns that we work for. And the opportunity of Candia is perfect because you're the right size for us. And we have other towns that abut you or surround you that we work for and have for a very long time. So I just know it would be a comfort thing, right? Sorry.
Do you want some water? Next.
I'll be all right. I just, I got a dip in right now and I swallowed a I don't think I've ever said that in an interview before.
It's okay here.
But as Tim knows, I'm a Vermonter, so.
Not a Mainer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Not a Mainer.
No, from St. Johnsbury originally. But so that's the composition of our firm. Joining me in the municipal side is Jeff Quirk. And I think you might have saw his resume and what we submitted.
Yeah.
Jeff's my age.
I've heard his name mentioned a lot.
Yeah, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff is, like, for Kevin's project, would be the guy, right? He'd probably be maybe the only guy that ever sets foot on that unless there's something that Jeff wants me to look at because he is on the PE of record in our company, right? Jeff's also been doing this for over 40 years. He started his career working as a city engineer in Springfield, Massachusetts before him and his wife moved to Plastow 20-odd years ago. Jeff's worked for us, I think, for the last 10 or 11 years. when we need some help or he needs some help, you know, double coverage, you got paving going on in 2 different locales. We have others in the office, my son included, who goes out and has training to do what needs to be done. But not for me not to step on Jeff's toes, having my name on the damn door, is important. So I trust him explicitly. So I try not to avoid being that guy. You know, when it comes to construction matters. Jeff deals with that. I deal with the plan reviews and support of the DPWs and the day-to-day stuff that comes up. And the phone rings almost every day with somebody needing something in one municipality or another. And that's cool because I like to solve problems, right? Earlier this year, I had an opportunity to hire Keith Coviello. Now, Keith I've known for 30 years. In fact, 31 years ago, I interviewed him when he graduated from college and didn't hire him simply because the other guy we hired, or we interviewed, didn't have a job, and Keith had a job offer, and my business partner said, well, if we hire the kid with the suit, then the Italian kid has already got a job, so everybody's happy. And this was 1994, and jobs weren't terribly plentiful for recent college graduates, so it worked out well. Keith went on to have a very good career. In fact, he was one of the founders and owners of a company called Sublime Civil Consultants that was headquartered in Derry for about a decade. After that, fell by the wayside. He worked for the City of Manchester, DPW, in their engineering office for the past 8 years. And then I was able to convince him earlier this year that he ought to come back to the private sector. What he does for me is provide support. He also handles most of our municipal design projects as a design engineer. For example, right now we've got two streets in Hampstead that are under reconstruction, reclaimed stabilized base type of construction. He did the design work from that. We've completed two projects in Pelham this year, roadway reconstruction projects. Keith was responsible for that. And we are doing a box culvert project, not because it was scheduled for a year from now, but because of necessity in Sandown right now. One of the things I did in the information I gave you is I told you who we work for, how long we've been working for them, and what we do for them, and I also gave you phone numbers of references. I hope you call them, and if you want to. You look at some of the longevity of those, how long we've worked for some of those towns. Deerfield, I've worked for since 1995, Sandown since 1995, right? The list goes on. Atkinson, I think, since 1997. I did have a little hiatus in Atkinson for a short period of time because I treated a developer who happened to be a selectman like any other developer in the town, and that didn't go over well. enough about
selectmen.
You know, the funny thing is him and I have become friends since, right? But not that day, back in 2007 or whenever it was. So our approach to all of this is fairly simple. Megan's your assistant, you get an application in. We'll get a copy of the materials. I give you an estimate for what it's going to cost for the review services. When you collect the money, or she collects the money, she sends me an email and says, proceed. And this is the date I need the report by, because we have a meeting on such and such a date. You know, not all projects are the same. Some projects don't take very long to do a complete review on. Other projects might take a couple, 3 weeks, to get to and do if they're large. When I say large, it usually means in the world of subdivision, more than two dozen lots with a lot of, roads and complicating factors. Typical site plan, a couple weeks, we turn that around. I like the ability to communicate with the applicant and the consultants. I do return phone calls. I do return emails. Because at the end of the day, the best job I can do for you when I'm a review engineer is help get the best possible plan to you at the earliest possible date. Right? So that's the approach we take. I also answer questions. If somebody knows I work for a town, pick Wyndham. Kevin mentioned Wyndham. I've worked for them for over 20 years. If a consultant down there, and I just saw you had a Dubay Group plan, I think, recently came here, I'll get a call from Carl or Dougie or somebody down there, and they'll ask me a question. Hey, I've got this. I'm going to be submitting this to Wyndham in a couple of weeks, working on the drainage. What do you think about this? And I'll take the time out to answer it rather than to have to write a letter ripping it apart 2 weeks from now.
And let me just interject. This is one of the things he told me on the first phone call we had, which really piqued my interest, so that hopefully rather than 57 items that we have to go through in a meeting, we have 5 or 7, yes. Not 57.
Now, my letters can be long.
Yeah, no, I'm just
you know, it depends on the quality of the work, because at the end of the day, it's not just a plan that somebody gets approval of. It's a plan, it's a construction document that somebody's got to build, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And not all consultants are created equal either. You see that, right? You have seen that. On the construction end, somebody mentioned, I think you have a pre-construction conference for that project, Kevin's, at some point. Jeff attends those things. The first one here I'd probably come to just to know who it is, right? Because I don't know any of you guys. I think I met Brian years ago, right?
Yeah.
That means you're as old as I am.
Maybe.
I think you got him beat, Brian.
I don't know. It's probably a tie. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to construction, Jeff likes to get into a groove, as he calls it, with the whoever's running the job. We live in the era of cell phones and emails. If somebody knows that they need a milestone inspection and they're thinking that it probably will need it at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and because of a delay on their part, you know, they need to push it back to tomorrow, Jeff's not going to show up if they call him until they tell him they're ready. All right. That may not seem like much, but in the world where you bill by the hour, it creates efficiencies. And very rarely are we sitting around looking for something to do or somebody to bill for our time. The other thing I feel is important is, and one of the reasons I think we found success with the way that KNA has handled this municipal arena over the years, is your primary contact is the owner of the company. It's not an employee who has to answer to somebody. The only person I have to answer to is my wife.
Okay. Do you sleep with both eyes closed at night?
I don't know. It depends if I'm snoring or not.
Good answer.
But, you know, so I think we found the right way of doing things. It's the way we do things, and I'm probably not going to change now. You know, the biggest change that we have had is this year I was fortunate enough to bring in Keith in the 31st year of his career, because I figured after 31 years, he's probably figured it out, and I confirmed that. But for the most part, you'd be dealing with me in matters that involve this room and your applicants. And then when everything's said and done, the plan is signed and construction commences, Jeff would be the person, and he sends reports and stuff, I suspect, to Megan. And she distributes them, because we do daily reports every time that we're on a construction site. Observations. They may not be long. They may not contain a lot of color photographs, because it takes clerical time to put all that together. But there's times when a photograph is worth 1,000 words, right?
Especially when something's wrong.
And the fact that everybody walks around with one of these damn cell phones, it's pretty easy to take a photograph, right? So, yeah, any questions that you folks have of us or me?
I don't have any questions. I have two comments. One is I appreciate that you're smaller and that you'd have, you know, direct contacts, that they'd be normal direct contacts we'd be working with regularly, mm-hmm. which is kind of nice. And the second thing is that the report you gave, that a sample report, had things broken out, and you know, sometimes things in the plans are just spelled wrong, or, you know, something stupid, and it's an issue, but it's at the bottom. Give us, you know, you give us the top items and work the way down, and that I, you know, because we went through something recently, 57 items, and half of them were just.
But they're there.
They're there. But yeah.
Neither myself nor another engineer, recognizing that the plans that you are asked to approve ultimately become construction documents, if there's spelling or grammatical, you know, things that could be in the field could misconstrued and force a contractor to do something that different than what was intended, right? You will see comments come from me that will recommend rewording a note for clarity. Mm-hmm. You know, and why is that? Because I've been in the field enough to realize, well, I think an average contractor is going to misconstrue that statement to mean something else, you know.
Right, but what I'm hoping, too, is you're, you know, doing that review and reaching out to the applicant that the, you know, typos, the misspellings and the, oh, you know, you didn't put a radius on that turn.
Yeah.
Those types of things hopefully can get ironed out
before
we get the document.
Yeah.
Which saves time and money for everybody.
If we can eliminate
the plan review before we, you know, that we have to do before now.
Right.
We have to do a plan review before it comes to us at the board to make sure everything's all done.
Well, I don't know how you do it, but okay, when all else fails, read the statute, 676:4, right? Your first procedure is to determine if you've got a complete application.
Right.
And I doubt very much that the six or seven of you are going to want to sit down here going over a damn checklist every time somebody walks
in. We do now.
We don't need to do that.
And we've had to have the engineering firm change it from the 10 or 5 foot or 10 foot to the 2 foot declinations that we require.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that.
So, you know, we still may end up doing that. I don't know what the law on that is. But, we don't consider it complete. We will not accept an application as complete until it's been gone through engineering review.
What I do in one town, and I, like I said, I don't change my ways very often, but because I started to work for a town a few years ago that had that same procedure, do a letter, and it says in there something to the effect that Article X, Section Y of the site plan regulations specify information necessary to constitute a full and complete application. It appears the following items are lacking.
Right.
And then I cite what it is, and then the citation of the subsection so that it is clear and it's tied to something. It's not just my opinion, right? Because, frankly, guys, I don't want to waste my time reviewing a plan that's half-baked either. I would rather just send it back to the applicant if I see one of those things, because me trying to do a review for substance of the plan on a plan that's incomplete is the same fallacy as you trying to do the same thing and why you require certain information to be on your plans. You know, I'm the same person. I'm just a board of one looking at it before you see it. If I don't have the information to make cogent decisions about it or evaluations about it, you're not either.
Right.
So sometimes I get into that circumstance and I'll see that something's completely lacking and I'd say, call up the applicant, the applicant's representative, and I said, hey, why don't you capitulate for a couple of weeks or a month and come back another time so I don't have to show up at the meeting and embarrass your ass.
True.
And it works. Mostly. And then you get the call from the attorney every now and then.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know?
But
at least it's a call, not a letter.
Yeah. I don't think they do that anymore either because they're lazy too. Yeah. But, you know,
that... You can build more for a letter.
Yeah, it's true. you know, so, I don't know. I think my sense, I looked at your agendas for the last several months online, and it seems like you're busy but not overwhelmed, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. You know, and my sense is that probably 2/3 of the business that come before your board are for locals, right? Mm-hmm. So there's always that thing there, right? You know, it's like, well, my guess is you kind of view certain things as good for the town and you want to help it along, right? And then there are other things that you might not feel that way. I've got to stay completely neutral on that in order to be effective.
Right.
And that's why I said, I think the best job that myself or anybody like me can do for you is work with applicants to get the best possible plan to you at the earliest possible date for you to make informed decisions. That's generally possible, but not always possible, right? Because you have people that developer types get their deadlines. And my response to that is, doesn't make any difference when you get in the door. It's when you get out of the door that matters. I've said that to people, my own clients in the private sector, and I've said it to people in my own office. Right? This plan isn't ready to go. You know? I'm not going to throw away 31 years of solid reputation to put out a bad plan.
Right.
So, any questions? Kevin, you look very inquisitive there.
I'm just thinking, how do we say yes?
Well, I don't know. I guess my response to that is half the towns I work for, I don't have a contract. I've never had a contract. There's towns I've worked for, Sandow, for 30 years. I don't have a contract. It's just handshake. Because the day may come when the board may change and I may not be what they look for. I've had times in the past, twice in my tenure as a municipal engineer, where the boards change. And I don't want to represent them because I know they're going to end up in court, right? Now, I thought I had seen every possible aspect of land development. I was a one-time member of Merrimack Planning Board, that where I live, right, back in the 90s. I've represented applicants in front of planning boards, you know, for over decades. I've represented municipalities, like we're talking about tonight. I've been an applicant. ZBA, same thing, right? Then that fateful day in 2021, I get a call from Greg Michael. What's up, Greg? Greg is a retired Superior Court judge. He was the first chair of the Housing Appeals Board. He said, I need a favor. I said, what's that, Greg? He said, can you be on my board for a few months until we get a permanent member? You know, because we got to go through the process of the judiciary and board of governor and council, whatever it is, right? And I said, Greg, I never went to law school. He said, you're good. You know, so I finally got to be the janitor that cleans up the mess after the party is over. And I did that for 3 months, I guess, 3.5 months, until Ed Rogers was appointed and went through the vetting process. And I still do it from time to time, half a dozen times a year, because of a conflict of interest or something like that. I'm part of one of the members. And it's... you really haven't lived until you've had to sit on the other side of the bench and listen to how things go wrong. And I think it's made me a more complete consultant. I think it has helped me tutor people in my own office to avoid pitfalls. And I think it has helped me give advice to land use boards that I consult to and planning staff. That I consulted. So that was the last little piece that, you know, just kind of fell into my lap sort of accidentally. And I really have a lot of time to do that. Surprising, it doesn't pay particularly well.
We're familiar with that.
Yeah. I thought you might be, Kevin.
But to answer your question, what I'm thinking is, because we do have a contract with Stantec. So I have not seen it, but I have heard there's a 30-day cancellation notification on the contract. So, but I'm not sure if it's an exclusive contract or not. I've got to get that back. Got it. We'll talk about some other stuff in a few minutes here. But if it's not an exclusive contract, we can then just start making it an option to the applicants whether they want to use Stantec or Keach and Nordstrom until we can extricate ourselves from that contract, if it has any teeth to it at all. Okay. So we've got, that's one piece to look at.
Do we need lawyer review of that, or can you go through it yourself?
You know,
should be spelled out.
I never went to law school, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So.
Yeah.
Well, he's been to law school.
No,
he doesn't.
I'm just a judge. I don't know how that happened. I kind of like missed a little part there.
you can ask Megan. She and I have become quite good at reading the fine print of legalese. Yeah. I've done it for a long time. So we can figure that out. I'm sure it's not a real complicated contract. And then I think it would be, I'm pretty convinced what the results are going to be, but I think it would be wise to reach out to some of his references and just do a sanity check. So I guess I don't think we need a motion or anything like that, but just a consensus from the board that we continue down this path of looking at replacing Stantec with Keach & Nordstrom.
I'd like to make that motion.
Well, not a motion, but a consensus.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
We can make a motion.
Unofficial.
Okay. Sounds reasonable. Yes.
You know what, Tim, if it everything comes to pass, if you or your board of selectmen are comfortable with having a contractor, I have a very loose contract that we have used in other municipalities where they've compelled us to have one that I think I've never had anybody. It was written by a lawyer.
I'm going to have to check with the chairman of the board of selectmen.
Awesome.
You know,
I don't think we need a contract.
All right. I just, we're on call, and sometimes you call a lot, sometimes you call very little. And I don't know what a contract really means. You're only as good as your last job, right? I don't want you to have a conversation about me that Kevin brought to you earlier tonight. And getting back to Kevin, I'm sure he'll call me, right? I would prefer to work for you. Okay, if we do that.
Well, you will be working for the town, and we will be escrowing the money.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I don't want to ever be in a position where we're getting paid directly by an applicant.
Correct. We will always be escrowing the money, okay? And so you will be working for the town.
In Kevin's case either, I don't think he really cares.
Right.
It's the same person he wants.
I don't know. I saw that you jiu-jitsu suit, and I started to get nervous. I don't know that shit.
I saw the cauliflower ear walking in.
Yeah.
You saw what?
That's a tell. And the cauliflower ear.
Oh.
And I can talk about this because his wife made a joke about it, but when a guy with only three fingers grabs your hand and you go, wow, that's, you know, pretty impressive. Do I have a second?
Yes.
Mark, second. Okay. So, Kevin.
Yes.
Linda.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Tim. Yes. Mark.
Yes.
Linda. Linda. Judy. Jesus.
Yes.
I already did, Linda.
Yes.
So I'll wait to hear from you, Tim.
Yeah, sounds good. And I'm going to move on this as quickly as I possibly can.
It was different when Brian was the here. And yeah. Since Brian, it's been like ghost town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when important issues come up,
inexpensive
it's nice
town.
To have yeah. the experience either on Zoom or in the audience talking and saying, yes, you're right.
Yeah, and we don't necessarily expect you to, or one of your people to be here in person for every meeting. You know, maybe a really big important one, but zooming in is...
Well, I mean, part of that is on, you know, your average little thing. If we do a good job and timely report,
right,
we can have conversations before. And, you know, I understand from her comments that Megan's not been with you long.
No.
Right?
No.
But that will come to pass. And she will be. And
she's been a fast learner. She's really stepped up.
There are administrative assistants in other towns that we, you know, have stepped up. A couple of them are my references. Debbie Susie, for instance, in Hampstead. Mm-hmm. Karen Randall in Thornton. They're effectively planners now. Mm.
I'm going to make a statement now that I was planning on making at the end of the meeting, but it's good that since you're probably going to be the town engineer that you hear it so you understand who you're working with. I truly want to call out Megan for doing an outstanding job. I have worked with her over the past week or so on a lot of in-depth, detailed, intricate problems. And one of them you know about, which is the York property where they want to get like 20 feet of property on Highland.
Mm.
Well, it was brought to our attention by citizens of the town that, you know, that could be covenant land and you know, it's part of an HOA and blah, 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 and that's not a town road. And Megan went down into the basement and found the 30-year-old documents, the minutes from the meeting, and we were able to determine that we could not decline that. And then we actually had a face-to-face meeting with another member of the town who was relatively informed and didn't think that we could do it. And Megan just picked up the zoning ordinance, opened it to a page, and said a street is defined as blah, 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 blah. It's a street. And there was another project we were working on, very similar. So
kudos.
Kudos. Yeah. Excellent job. So
I look forward to working with her.
So she's coming a long way.
Plus the other resource we have is our town administrator used to be the land use.
Who's that?
Amy Spencer.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to get out more.
So she's here. So she's like Megan's first resource. You know, if she needs
to. Believe me, the two of them keep me honest. I want to do stuff and they're like, no.
Well, I'll get out of your hair.
Thank you. I just want to say it was a pleasure listening to you tonight again, as it was the first time I met you.
What bar was that at?
Some bar.
No, it wasn't a bar. I wish it had been, but
this time.
Take care.
Good night.
So, I'm now you know why, after talking with him the first time, I was pretty excited about making this move. Mm-hmm. I think this is a pretty massive upgrade.
It's going to be awesome.
I think he's going to fit perfect in this town.
I think we've been left in the dust by Stanton.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So,
did you read resolution on the bill they gave you for the meeting of the two people about something that...
No.
No. No, I have not.
That would be just cause to me.
And I asked for... I also got a bill for $1,700 for GIS, right? The second one. Remember, there was the first one was for like $500, and one of it was a meeting between the two of them. Got this other bill for like $1,700. And it was detailed that, you know, they did, you know, GIS, map, conquest, blah, 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 right? But I had no idea what they actually accomplished. Mm-hmm. Right, you know, you went in and ran this process.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I asked for that, what I got back was they've completed phase one. I mean,
what is that?
What
was
that?
The outcome?
I still don't know what we got for that.
Shouldn't they be handing you a description as to what they have done?
Or,
that's what he was looking for. Yeah.
That's what I was.
It didn't happen.
Is that not going by their contract? But isn't everything supposed to be explained in writing as to what's being billed? So they're against the contract. When you find that contract, find out what is it they're supposed to be giving back to us besides a bill.
Yeah, I think that's all they really care about giving back to us is a bill.
Yeah.
So in this budget that we have, are they part of, there's a $1,700 GIS.
Right, that's to them.
That's the budget.
Okay.
But they've got 2 years.
But that wasn't this. Referring to?
No, it was part of that. They have 2 years worth of encumbered expenses on GIS, so they got like $3,400 of GIS money. Okay.
But and we're not even happy with the results of that either.
I don't know what's been done. Now the problem with the budget here, we may end up having to, because this $5,000, I thought we'd be doing something in the HOP grant and we'd be farther along in that process, but that's gone nowhere. I'll throw a little bit of blame to Stantec, but I have to throw most of the blame on Southern Hampshire Planning. CAM has just continued to drag.
It's not true.
Right. There was a meeting that I couldn't make because I was somewhere. I was in another meeting, obviously. And I was 15 minutes late because I had an overlap, and the meeting was done in less than 15 minutes because Southern Hampshire Planning came in and had nothing to say. So I can't throw that at Stantec's feet, but we've made no progress there. And that's why I put that in, because I figured there may be some things that we couldn't charge the HOP grant that while we were going through the zoning and stuff we may want to have done. So I've got to find another GIS provider. I've got some names. I haven't gotten anybody yet that with any good results. I spoke with Raymond. They use a company called CAI. They've got a GIS on their website, so I'm going to check into them. But we may, you know, I don't know what that $1,700 is buying us. We may need to take some of that master plan $5,000 and move it to GIS to move the needle.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair trade.
Yeah.
You know.
Keach and Nordstrom, maybe they would have a contact?
He gave me some names, too.
Okay.
Yeah. But they do not do GIS.
No.
Well,
Stantec was so big, it's a nationwide company.
30,000 employees.
Versus 24. Right. So, who's reaching out to the references?
I mean, I can do it. If someone else wants to do it, happy to split that duty up if someone wants to volunteer. I won't look at anybody. Okay, I got it.
I don't mind calling. It just, can I have a little punch list as to what to ask?
No.
Well, I mean, basically just ask, how happy are you with them?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Are they responsive? You know, timely.
Any complaints, any praise, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's
efficiency.
Basically just
timely
trying to make sure that what he told us was true, which I totally believe it to be true.
Yeah.
This is the guy, I'll clean it up, but this is the guy who told me, listen, I'm too busy, I don't have time to screw you. Okay? So I think any guy that's that point blank, I don't think his references are going to be a problem, but I think
due diligence.
He's very comfortable to sit and listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good that he has those ideas of streamlining our time, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, whenever he told me that he tries to get those little things out of the way before we even gives the plans in our hand, I wanted to hug him.
Exactly.
My car, drive to Merrimack and hug him.
You mean you're not going to have 57 of those little things?
Right? You know.
It's ridiculous that we have to do a pre-planned review before we actually review it.
Yeah, now, you know, we're going to have to look and see if we're required to do that by something.
I don't believe we are because I think we started that back when Rudy was on here and we started. I don't think there was any requirements. It's just something that we thought it would help streamline that first meeting.
And I don't think we have to worry about that with the structure we're going
right.
to.
Right.
But I think what probably would make sense is a much more reduced checklist that Megan could just look at and go, okay, you know, we got the right scale, we got the right this, that, boom, boom, boom. So we don't give it to Keach and Nordstrom and have them just kick it right out because it's crap.
Sometimes I felt like it was a waste of our time. We would come in here
and
you'd have so many mistakes on it. Now they got to go back, redo it, and then you got to do it again.
Right.
It was just a waste of time to me. It's like there was no respect to the board's time.
No. Right.
And it's like, no, I want it done right the first time.
Yeah, so if we could make it an administrative review, that's just a lot. Sorry, more work for you.
Something else on your plate.
I'm here for it.
It's all in a day, Megan, right?
Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Can I second?
We're done.
Jesus, yes. We've
been
here for a long time.
We read the checklist. Go to the checklist.
We tried to go over everything
right
that
top,
we didn't think would be good.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.